Jaron Hannon is packed in a car with his friends. They're on their way to their high school graduation, but it's not at all how they pictured it. He pulls into the 49er drive-in theater to watch his teachers give speeches on stage from the comfort of a 2011 black Honda Accord. Hannon is the valedictorian of the Westville High School class of 2020. He's one of 78 seniors at Westville whose last year of high school was drastically changed by the pandemic.
I know I do, and most of my friends definitely feel a little bit shortchanged there, because the end of the senior year is like one of the best like experiences in high school. Like, it's been like everything's coming to an end. The workload's not as hard, and like there's a bunch of fun stuff that we can do, like as prom and senior skip day and stuff like that, that we never ended up getting to have. But like, it just feels like we left high school unfinished.
Caitlin Bishop is another graduating Westville Blackhawk. She says the thought of not being together for graduation to mark the end of senior year was especially hard for the students at Westville because it's a K-12 school. Many of the students, like Bishop, have been together since the start.
It's definitely a big milestone that we look forward to, and it's not just something like, oh, I get a piece of paper. Like, you worked since kindergarten to get that. And I know, like, the pandemic itself is horrible for anybody, but I know a lot of seniors, like, this is what we've been anticipating and waiting for.
So Bishop was relieved to find out Westville school officials were determined to give students an in-person graduation ceremony by using a drive-in movie theater.
It may not be the ideal graduation, but it is something, and where everybody can witness that, like it's not just a drive-through or virtually.
On graduation day, the 49er drive-in theater was decorated with black and orange, the official school colors. Graduates drove to the ceremony with their families and friends in cars with painted windows with phrases like, "Congrats, grad." They listened to the valedictorian and class president give speeches through their car radios and watched on the big screen.
We may think the world has robbed us from some of the best parts of high school. Senior prom, spring sports, the last day of school, a deep dive into senioritis. It feels like maybe we are leaving things unfinished, but that's how life goes sometimes. As Forrest Gump said, it happens. So maybe this chapter didn't end as expected, but now it's time to turn the page and write the next one.
Then seniors got out of their cars and lined up with 6 feet of space in between each other. Each student waited for their name to be called, walked across the stage with their diploma already in hand, posed for a picture, then returned to their car. They wore matching black and orange face masks with the Westville High School logo for a class picture.
Everybody, COVID on three. One, two, three.
COVID!
All right, everybody, grab your cap. We're going to throw it. All right, ready? One, two, three, go!
Family members took pictures and videos by hanging out of car windows, honking instead of clapping, to honor the new graduates. Westville principal Alyssa Schnick is the one who came up with the idea of a drive-in graduation. She says the school staff had to be flexible during the planning process because the pandemic conditions were quickly changing.
I could never let the students down. You know, my top priority is obviously to help these students be successful, and graduation is certainly a part of that last step in feeling successful. So, you know, for them to have that moment and to have this ceremony be as special as possible given the circumstances is my top priority.
Schnick says she wishes there was more Westville could do to give students that sense of normalcy. But she hopes, if nothing else, that their graduation ceremony was memorable.
They're going to feel like they've missed out on some things, feeling, you know, shorthanded because of not being here every day. I'm hoping that specifically with this class in regards to graduation, we'll remember, you know, what we did to still honor them and kind of how we went outside of the box.
Bishop says even though the pandemic changed a lot of what she was expecting from her senior year, it taught her a lesson.
I definitely will take into consideration, like, live in the moment, enjoy everything while you have it, and don't take anything for granted.
Bishop says that's something she'll remember as life continues. Expect the unexpected. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.